Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Credit Union Marketplace Podcast. This week, we caught up with Charlotte Watley, the Vice President of Compliance Services from the Cooperative Credit Union Association, and asked her, what are the three big misconceptions people have about compliance?
You know, it's kind of funny because when you stand in a crowd of people at a cocktail party, they immediately roll their eyes at you. You do compliance? What, are you kidding me? You know, I think the first myth or the top misconception is probably is that CEOs always want to say that you're trying to stop their business, and they're saying, no, you can't do that. They think that's what compliance people say all the time. Nope, you know, we want to stop you from doing what you're doing. But, you know, in reality, it's just not that case at all. What we're trying to do is protect the CEOs and the credit unions to make sure they're making good decisions. And, you know, that's the fun in compliance. You get to actually do some creative thinking about how are we going to implement a new product the best way possible so that it makes it just right for our members, but also makes it good for all the staff and everyone involved in the product line. So basically, you know, it's being creative.
Right. And what's the second biggest misconception people have about compliance?
Well, we immediately go to saying that compliance is just a drain on the profits of the organization, isn't it? And, you know, compliance is predominantly a back office department, right? So it doesn't normally generate an income stream for the company. But if it does, it's not really enough to cover the costs of the employees. But what if we were to reverse the thought process on that and talk about it from a standpoint of saying, you know, that the compliance staff really are trying to provide thoughtful and reliable information to the senior teams involved. And because they're watching everyone's back, compliance departments can probably do a lot to prevent costly missteps. So
Absolutely.
We're saving money for the credit unions in the long run. You know, having efficient processes and procedures can provide credit unions a competitive advantage. Everyone benefits from a well-thought-out plan, especially the members.
Absolutely. And then the third biggest misconception people have about compliance?
Well, this goes right down to the staff level, I think, that everybody thinks that, it's not my job to do compliance. I don't have to worry about compliance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fact is really that compliance is everyone's responsibility. It's up to you to know the rules of the credit union, but in your business line. You're not expected to know everything about the credit union, but you should know your business line. Compliance departments, they can't be the eyes and ears of everything going on. It's just not possible. So we really rely on everybody to take part. And if the compliance department implements a compliance plan using policies and procedures and training that everyone should execute, then everybody works together and everybody achieves compliance together, and it's just the way it should work.
I totally agree with you. And as I mentioned to you and we chatted previously, I was a professional speaker in the credit union and banking marketplace for a long time. And I remember once I got a gig at a compliance event, and the person that hired me to do these events, my speaking agent, goes, now, Jason, this is compliance. So, you know, you're kind of a funny person, upbeat person. You know, she like warned me about going to the compliance event. And I thought that was so interesting because everyone there was great. Everyone there was so nice. Everyone there wanted to have a good time and enjoyed learning and understood that there were some very, very serious things to talk about because compliance is always changing. And yet we had a great time. I had a great time with that audience. It was out in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and everybody, you know, they couldn't have been nicer. Wonderful, wonderful, engaged audience. And so we'll talk about the ongoing, not just the changes in compliance that you help your members keep up with, but the ongoing confusion about exactly what you guys do and why you do it. But it's true. Compliance people like to have fun too. So when you're not helping the Cooperative Credit Union Association members keep out of those costly compliance errors, what kind of things does Charlotte like doing in her free time?
Side gigs might be, I like to sing. Karaoke sing. I like to sing in my church choir. I love to sing. And I do a lot of creative cooking kind of stuff. And I hang out up in Maine a lot, which is a great fun thing to do.
Thank you for listening to the Credit Union Marketplace Podcast, a production of the Cooperative Credit Union Association. Better values, better banking.